KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's 7:06. It's cloudy and windy, 48 degrees in the Atlantic. We look for it to be mostly cloudy this morning with showers and thunderstorms later today and a high around 58. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency. They're located on the square in Greenfield. A man and woman were transported to the Cass County Hospital following a house fire in Atlantic last night. Firefighters were called to 403 West 14th Street at around 8:27 p.m. Atlantic Fire Chief Mark McNeese told KJAN News that his crews were en route. Dispatch advised both residents, Mark and Claudia Eoff, were out of the house, but that Mark Eoff had gone back inside to try and rescue a cat and a bird, possibly a cockatiel. Both animals, though, died. Eoff suffered from minor burns to his hands and arms before he had to withdraw from the residence.
And then we had a report of a possible explosion. Upon arrival, we had smoke coming from the entire eaves of the roof area. Got a quick knockdown, had an interior attack.
He said there was a lot of combustible material inside the home. The last crews were on the scene until around 10 p.m. McNeese said an investigation determined the fire was caused by a carelessly discarded cigarette. The Red Cross is assisting the family. A traffic stop at around 7:10 p.m. Monday in Adams County resulted in the arrest of a Union County man on numerous charges. Authorities say deputies attempted to make the traffic stop on a vehicle driven by Mark Allen Normando of Creston, but he failed to yield to their emergency license siren. After he eventually decided to stop, the canine Baxo was deployed and alerted to the odor of narcotics. At that point, Normando became uncooperative and combative toward deputies. He was placed under arrest on charges that include possession of a controlled substance first offense, methamphetamine and marijuana, unlawful possession of prescription drugs, possession of drug paraphernalia, carrying weapons, being a felon in possession of an offensive weapon, interference with official acts, and assault on a peace officer. Normando was also cited for having no insurance, fraudulent use of registration, operating a non-registered vehicle, and failure to yield to an emergency vehicle. He was transported by Prescott EMS to the hospital in Creston for treatment. Adams County deputies were assisted by the Union County Sheriff's Office and Creston Police Department's canine unit. The Union County Sheriff's Office reports 47-year-old Michael John Priest of Afton was arrested at around 1:40 a.m. on Sunday. Priest was arrested at his home in Afton for domestic abuse assault. He was later released from the Union County Jail on his own recognizance. The Glenwood Police Department is asking for your help in locating a woman who's been missing since Saturday. 34-year-old Robin Salmons is described as being 5 feet 3 inches tall with brown hair and brown eyes. You can see a picture of the woman in this same story on our news page at KJAN.com. Authorities say it's not known what she was wearing at the time of her disappearance. Anyone with information on her whereabouts should contact the Glenwood Police Department at 712-527-4844. Police in Glenwood report 18-year-old Dylan Fisher of Council Bluffs was arrested Monday. He was charged with possession of a controlled substance with bond set at $1,000. A chase in Pottawatomie County early Monday morning resulted in the arrest of a man on a felony burglary, theft, eluding charges, along with OWI first offense and reckless driving. At around 12:45 a.m., a Pott County deputy heard a radio broadcast about a white 2002 Ford F-250 pickup fleeing from the Council Bluffs police heading southbound on North Broadway. The deputy saw the suspect vehicle at Canesville Boulevard and 2nd Street and engaged in a pursuit. The pickup spun out at 30th and L Streets, where the driver, 38-year-old Larry Wayne Rivera of Council Bluffs, bailed out and fled on foot. He didn't get very far, though. He was taken into custody and held in the Pottawatomie County Jail on a $15,000 bond. And finally, in area news, Atlantic Municipal Utilities General Manager Steve Chepkes on Monday identified the issue that caused a power outage to parts of Atlantic early Sunday morning.
A wire came off an insulator out by the bus barn, and then so the wire came across the pole and started the pole on fire.
The power went out at around 3:28 a.m. and was restored to some parts of the east side just before 5 a.m., while other parts of the city and rural areas had power restored by 6:30 a.m. Sunday. Chepkes didn't have a tally of how many customers were affected, but the area was generally east of 7th and Olive. In our funeral announcements, Ralph Donald Boffer, age 72, of Guthrie Center, died May the 14th. A memorial service for Ralph Boffer will be held today at 1 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. Nancy Christensen, age 71, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Nancy Christensen will be today at 2 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Robert Jacobson, age 87, of Oakland, died Saturday at the Oakland Manor. A visitation for Robert Jacobson will be this evening from 5 until 8 o'clock at the Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. John Peters, age 81, of Ames and formerly of Lewis, died Thursday at the Iowa Veterans Home in Marshalltown. Funeral services for John Peters will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Congregational Methodist Church in Lewis. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Mary Howard, age 59, of Atlantic, died Saturday. Funeral services for Mary Howard will be this Thursday at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. William Bill Kimball, age 71, of Des Moines and formerly of Brayton, died May the 12th in Des Moines. A celebration of life for Bill Kimball will be held Thursday at 3 o'clock at the Scottish Rite Consistory in Des Moines, with a memorial gathering to follow until 6 p.m. Isles Funeral Home, Westover Chapel in Des Moines, has the arrangements. Irma Elvira Meyer, age 100, of Texas and formerly of Atlantic, died April 12th. A memorial service for Irma Meyer will be held June the 10th at 10 a.m. at the Lincoln Memorial Funeral Home and Crematory in Lincoln, Nebraska. Janet Salem, age 79, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Iowa Methodist in Des Moines. A celebration of life memorial service for Janet Salem will be held at a later date. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic is assisting the family. And Mary Wallace, age 88, of Greenfield, died Sunday in Creston. Funeral services for Mary Wallace are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.